The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
You're saving and investing for retirement, and that's good. But do you know where your investment dollars actually go? This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. I'm Tom. So great to have you with us today. And Jay, how are you doing? Good to see you, my friend.
I'm doing wonderful, Tom. Just had the eclipse. Got to see a little bit of that yesterday. Just amazing seeing just God, what he's done. You know, the moon, the stars, the sky. It's just so amazing how he's blessed us here on earth just to see his majesty throughout the world.
Yeah. His glory is displayed in the heavens, and it's amazing. How was the eclipse where you were?
Yeah, we got to see about 93% of it here in Tennessee, so it was very exciting. It got dark just for a few moments, and my wife got it on film, so I got to see a little bit of it passing through. Just, like I said, one of those things you don't get to see too often, so it's just always remarkable seeing God's creation and just how he's formed the planets and the universe. Just so amazing.
I guess the next one's 2044, so your kids at home will be young adults next time.
There you go.
Heavens declare the glory of God. So Jay, let's dive into what it means to be a listener to this program. What does it mean to be a Christian investor?
Yeah, so that's really something that God has put on my heart. I've been an investor now for 28 years, and it took a long journey into my investment career, about 10 years into my career, when a client asked me a question, Jay, can I expect God to bless what I'm doing if I'm investing in things that oppose his word? And that really shocked my universe, shocked my world, Tom. And as a Christian, you know, we all believe that life is sacred at the end of the day, right? Everything belongs to God. We're called to be good stewards, wise stewards, and he's entrusted us to this wealth. We have to be wise with that. And this includes our money. A lot of us, we spend time looking at where we give money. Obviously, we're not going to send money to ministries and organizations that oppose our values. We wouldn't work for a company if we don't line up with what they're doing, if they're making abortion pills or something that is against what we do. And certainly if we can avoid spending money at places that don't line up with our faith and values, we shop elsewhere. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to our portfolios and as investors, a lot of people just essentially send their money off. It's like a black box. They have no idea where the money's going, what it's supporting. And they're, in a lot of cases, offsetting all of the good that they were doing by being proactive with where they work, where they give, where they spend. But that investment aspect really has to be looked at differently. And that's what we try to do here on this show, is help people to be biblically responsible investors. And this is not only the practice of avoiding companies that oppose your faith and values, these so-called sin stocks, right, Tom, at the end of the day, but it's also looking at what is good. What has God created in our world that really is enhancing lives and giving us these technologies, giving us brains where us as humans have really been able to improve the world around us? And that's really what being a Christian investor is looking at where we're investing, seeking out companies that are good stewards of the resources that they've been entrusted to, that are making a difference in our world, and avoiding companies that clearly violate God's word and his principles. And these are things like abortion, pornography, embryonic stem cell research, and even some of the vices that can get man addicted and create all kinds of crimes and diseases, things like alcohol, tobacco, gambling, things that are very addictive lifestyles. So as Christian investors, we want to make sure that we're making the world a better place, avoiding the sin stocks, but also promoting investments that meet our needs and are also doing it in a way that lines up with those faith and values. That's really what it means to be a Christian investor. How do you do that? That's another question a lot of people ask me a lot of the times, Tom. You know, it sounds great, Jay, but how do I actually do it? And that's where it takes a team. It's not easy. There wasn't just a light bulb that switched in my head and I'm going from a non-faith-based investor to a biblically responsible investor. You have to do research. You have to consider all of the different options. You have to have professional advice. These are the things that really help you as a Christian investor be able to take it from just a good idea to being practical. And that's really what we specialize in. We can literally screen 30,000 different stocks, over 50,000 different investments to see if they're clean, dirty. And we avoid the dirty, the bad, and the ugly ones and focus in on the good ones that are clean. And there's literally thousands of choices, Tom. So we can't use that as an excuse that, hey, there's not enough choices here, so we've got to invest in these dirty companies. We know no company's perfect, right? At the end of the day, this side of heaven. But we focus in on those good ideas, those good companies that are in line with our faith and values.
We're with Jay Peroni. This is Faith and Retirement. And you can learn about us at faithandretirement.com, your place for biblically responsible investing. And you really can have your investments screened and cleaned. And if you want to learn more, pick up the phone and call Jay at 800-270-7310. 800-270-7310 to get the process started. There is a way that seems right unto man, but it's a way that leads unto death, Proverbs says. Jay, we've talked about this off air as we were preparing for this broadcast. As Christians, we're adopted people. We're people who God has graciously included. And we've asked God to accept us. The fact is, you know, he has accepted us and we have accepted him. And even as he promises us an inheritance, which is an amazing concept to me. So 1 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4 says, "Blessed by the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that also does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you." Wow. Talk about inheritance. Are you able to help people leave a literal monetary inheritance to their families? And if so, how do you do it?
Yeah, really, I mean, it first starts, Tom, with really getting to know each client. Mm-hmm. And sometimes clients, as I start to interview them and look at what they're looking to do with their money. I had a client once, and this sticks out like a sore thumb because I started asking him about what he was going to do. How is he going to build wealth? And once he had that wealth, what was he going to do with it? And he said, "I'm going to give all of this to my kids." And I said, "That's great. Well, tell me about your kids." "Well, you know, one of my kids, he owns a technology company. He's worth millions. I've got another child who is a doctor and he's worth millions. And my other child is an attorney and he's worth millions." And I said, "Well, is your portfolio really going to make a difference in their lives?" And he said, "No." And they even said, "They don't want any part of my inheritance, Dad." And we started talking about what was important to him, what ministries, what causes did he really want to support. And the kids all got on board. We had a family meeting. We got all together and got to know exactly what their legacy was. What was his legacy going to be for his kids? What difference was he going to make in the world? And he wanted to give a lot of it to the National Christian Foundation, some ministries, some world ministries that really touched his heart. But at the end of the day, when we get together with our clients, we really want to start with, we call a program Retirement Analyzer. That's really what the program's called. It's personalized advice. We're looking at different areas of their finances, their investing, their retirement plan. And then an important part of that, just as you mentioned with the inheritance, is legacy. Yeah. What do you want to leave in this world? And I always say leave wisdom over wealth, because wealth without wisdom will flourish. It'll disappear overnight. So I try to teach my clients really to bring their kids into the picture, grandkids into the picture. Let's have family meetings and talk about the exciting things that we can do for the kingdom. And it really starts with protecting that portfolio. I call it GPS. That's really the term that I use. Growing, protecting, and sharing that portfolio with others. And you have to do that by looking at what are the threats, first of all, in a person's finances. If there's a life-changing market drop, that could wipe out wealth in an instant. What if they're paying too much in taxes? That's another huge factor that could really reduce a nest egg. income not keeping up with inflation and people having to draw down too much money of their assets can really wither away that portfolio. And then lastly, this happened in my family. My grandmother and grandfather both were in nursing homes for 3-4 years. That can wipe out a family's legacy as well. So as we prepare, we do the retirement analyze, we look for the threats that could threaten your portfolio, and we help our clients to really come up with strategies so that they can leave an inheritance for their kids, their grandkids, and also support ministries, churches, and organizations that are near and dear to their heart. That's really what it is about being a biblically responsible investor. It's looking at the world around us and how we can improve it.
Very good. We are talking to Jay Peroni. And Jay, let's just get crystal clear about the other side of your offer. Talk a little bit about how you can get our listeners investments clean.
Yeah, so it really starts with looking at where you're investing. I always say this, knowledge is power. It's knowing, it's understanding, what are you currently investing in? What is your 401k and supporting? What about your IRAs and Roth IRAs? What about your brokerage account, the stocks and mutual funds? And really, we can screen that portfolio. We have technology that looks at over 18,000 different mutual funds and ETFs all around the world. It can look at annuities. We look at over 10,000 U.S. traded companies and over 20,000 foreign companies. So that allows us to screen over 50,000 different stocks and securities to see if they are clean or dirty. And if they're dirty, they're going to have exposure to things like abortion, pornography, anti-biblical lifestyles, maybe support of things like LGBTQ. And we look at their donations. Are they giving to Planned Parenthood? Are these mutual funds supporting things like gambling, tobacco, and alcohol? We can see, again, is the portfolio clean or dirty? We screen it. And then we can come up with solutions for listeners to help them go from a dirty portfolio to a clean portfolio. We'll show you strategies. We'll show you specific investments that you can invest in that will support your faith and values and avoid the things that contradict or work against your faith and values.
You've done it for us, and we're very appreciative of what you've done with our personal finances. It's great to have you with us. We're talking to Jay Peroni. You can pick up the phone and call Jay. In fact, the telephone number is active 24/7, not just during the business hours Monday through Friday. And that phone number is 800-270-7310. 800-270-7310. And you can send him an email as well to the letter J, Jay Peroni, at faithinvestorservices.com. It's time for us to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more with Jay Peroni right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
So call us now for your free portfolio screen and find out now whether the companies you're investing in belong in an investment plan that can honor God, or if you need to go a different direction. 800-270-7310. There is no obligation. Begin today with a family decision. That's what we did. That you want to line up your faith and your moral beliefs with your investments. If you do, then you've got a place to go. faithandretirement.com. So, Jay, I know that your faith is important to you personally, as it is to me, and professionally. Is there a verse or two that especially speak to you?
Yeah, there's a few different areas of the Bible that really speak to me, specifically as an investment advisor and someone that does biblically based financial planning. And I really look at, how do we steward our investments in a way that honors God? Mm-hmm. And really, it starts with, for me, the parable of the talents in Matthew 25. I'm not going to read the whole section here, but the main lesson from the parable of the talents in Matthew 25 is the fact that we can use these talents that we've been given, the Holy Spirit, the understanding, skills, and abilities that we've had, and we have to grow and produce spiritually, not only in our lives, what we're doing from a work standpoint with how we interact people, but it also impacts money. And the when we had the in the parable there, we had them burying it in the ground, and they said, "You wicked and lazy servant, right? We're called to multiply what God has given to us. The other thing that I look at is Luke 16:10, where it says, "He who is faithful in very little things is also faithful in much. And he who is dishonest in very little things is also dishonest in much." And that really speaks to me that not only are we called to multiply what God's given to us, like in the parable of the talents, he also cares about the source of the profit, where we're investing, and is it in a way that honors God? The other verse that I really love is from Matthew 6, 19 and 20 that says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal." Jesus encourages his disciples to invest their treasures wisely. And that's where a lot of us, you know, we put our treasure in things of this earth, like our 401ks, our IRAs, but we also have to look at what can we do with that money? If we have more, we can give more. So I like to encourage my clients to try to grow their portfolios as big as they can, not just for worldly pleasures, but really to make a huge impact on the kingdom. And I have clients that are leaving their portfolios to churches, to ministries, and they're also giving each year. Maybe their required minimum distribution, it's going to a church or ministry. And that really, if we can get a 30% return in a year, that is a huge blessing that can be given to the kingdom. So again, I encourage people looking at the parable of the talents, looking at Luke, looking at laying up treasures in heaven. There's a lot of rich Bible verses. There's more, no more topic in the Bible, right, that Jesus spoke about was money, because he knew that money was really a roadblock for a lot of people. The rich young ruler, there's so many examples where money can become a god to people. So you can't serve both, right? God or money. And that's really what I try to encourage my clients, is really to not fall in love with money, to use money as a tool and a resource. And it really can make a huge difference in the kingdom.
Well, we talk every week at least a little bit about how the Bible affects what we're talking about on this program and our listeners' money. I like Proverbs 13:22, "The righteous leave an inheritance to their children's children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous." And I love that. God cares very much about whether we cheat on our taxes. He cares about what we do with our investments. All of those things matter to the Lord. Call Jay and the team and say, "I need to have a quick chat about our family finances. We could do better." If you want professional help in all 50 states, wherever you are within the sound of my voice, Jay is available to you. So call him, and whether you're looking for wisdom on your retirement income or annuities, life insurance, wealth accumulation, or just some help protecting your assets during these somewhat scary and turbulent days, stay with us for practical answers you can use today. Jay, there was a major drop on Wall Street last week, and it was kind of an eye-opener. All three major indices had a significant decline, led by the Dow, which was down a full 2.3%. So what factors are leading to that?
Yeah, so right now we're kind of in an uncertain time. We've got these elections coming up in November, and then we've got investors just so zero-focused on what the Fed is doing. Are they going to cut rates? The Fed keeps saying they're going to cut rates three times this year, and every time new inflation data comes out, new job reports come out, people are very concerned that the Fed really isn't going to cut rates this year. And that's really what's making the markets have this kind of seesaw. Interest rates are starting to tick back up, and they're near last year's highs. So with interest rates starting to tick back up again, that's putting pressure on stocks, because as interest rates go up, that again makes it more attractive to get into fixed instruments like CDs and savings accounts. If they're paying higher rates, it makes stocks less attractive. So we've been seeing some profit taking and some downturn here in the market due to what people are anticipating that the Fed will do later in the year. So that really has been a roadblock right now for investors. And now is a great time, because I just put out a note to our investors this last week that I believe there's going to be a stock market correction coming up soon. I can't predict the day and the time of it, but I'm seeing a lot of warning signs right now. So it's a perfect time to get your portfolio reviewed, because you want to have that before the next downturn to have some protection, make sure you're not taking too much risk. And I do believe that we could see a 10% correction this year.
This is Faith and Retirement. You can give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. Get your free book as well from Jay, 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith, by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. Jay is a fiduciary, and that's the designation you want to be looking for if anyone's going to touch your money. Don't wait. Get your free download right now. We've got about 4 minutes left, Jay. Do you have any stories for me of Christian people or maybe some families that you helped this week?
Yeah. So Tim from Kentucky, a school teacher, very close to retirement. He's been working hard and saving for his retirement, and he wants to retire next year. And took a look at his situation. First of all, he had a dirty portfolio. He wanted it 100% clean. So we screened it and then we cleaned it. We moved it over to our brokerage firm. We got them all clean. And the second thing that we looked at was his risk level. He was within a year of retirement, and he had everything in what we call a risk bucket, meaning it was susceptible to the ups and downs of the market. And I said to him, I said, Tim, if you retire next year, what happens if the market drops 30%? Are you willing to work another 3, 4, 5 years to make up for that difference? He said, no. I said, well, we need to change your strategy a little bit. Let's take some out of the risk category. And let's create some income for life. Let's protect it, make sure that no matter what the market does, we've got a lifelong pension for you in addition to Social Security and your other investments. So we were able to move him from 100% risk to 60% risk and 40% protection. That really is going to help him have income for life, be able to retire next year. And then if the market does drop 30%, he's in a much better position. We're actively managing it for him. We use tactical management, stop losses, things to prevent downturns. We don't just buy and hold and hope it works out. A hope strategy is not what we want. We want to be active, and we want to make sure that he doesn't run out of income. So we cleaned his portfolio and got him in a good position to retire next year. So that was a great story from this last week.
I love it. Well, thank you, Tim, for reaching out to Jay this week. And if you have questions, you can call Jay. Just leave a message if you'd prefer, 800-270-7310, or ask a question in an email to Jay. The letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. Jay, how can you give listeners guaranteed income for life?
Yeah, so we really look at, a lot of people are familiar with life insurance, and life insurance is very good. If you were to pass away prematurely, your loved ones will be taken care of with a lump sum that's given by the life insurance company. So life insurance companies, they're in the business of basically protecting people in the event of a premature death. Well, insurance companies are also in the same business of what if you live too long, right, Tom? If you retire at 65, 70, and you live to 100, you could be in retirement for 25 or 30 years. So these same insurance companies can guarantee income for life. A lot of us have heard of pensions. They're kind of extinct nowadays for most people. Pensions were really created by insurance companies where they were creating income for life, where you can turn on some of these features. When we work with our clients, we look at their situation and we can figure out ways to make sure that no matter what happens, they're going to have income for life. And we use a lot of insurance type programs that go along with their asset-based or their money management. And this combination allows us to not only have Social Security as part of their plan, but also to make sure that they have another source of income in addition to their stocks and bonds and other investments. So that income for life is critical for those that are looking to retire and make sure they never run out of money.
Jay, thank you so much, my friend. I saw a recent study that said that 62% of U.S. adults admit their financial planning needs improvement, but only 35% of Americans work with a financial advisor. If you'd like to fix your situation and get it where you need it to be, this is your place for biblically responsible investing. It's a unique place to be. You can learn all about Jay at faithandretirement.com or give him a call at 800-270-7310. Thank you for listening to Faith and Retirement. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.